flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I found myself gathering this week in North Minneapolis with so many people who were impacted and touched by the late, great Sammy McDowell, owner of Sammy's Eatery. He was more than just a restaurateur. He was a community servant, a community supporter, a community organizer, and a lover of the people of the great cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul. And his visitation, because I've gotten a lot of calls from people saying, where are the services? Did I miss it? I want to make sure I mark it down. Sammy McDowell will have a visitation service on Wednesday, May 8th from noon to 8 p.m. And then on Thursday, May 9th, there is an additional visitation from 9 a.m. until 11 a.m. And then the homegoing or funeral services will be at 11 a.m. on Thursday, May the 9th. Sammy died last Sunday. He was in church, had a medical emergency. Paramedics were called, and he died a short time later. After he was taken from worship services at Shiloh Temple International Ministries. And to for those of you who don't know Sammy McDowell, to tell you what a great person he was, there are already calls for them to rename the street at Emerson and Broadway, where his restaurant is, after him in his honor. I was there at the Capitol when Governor Walz called out his name and highlighted him. He was a Comcast Rise recipient. So his business was supported by Comcast with a grant to do some things that a lot of other business owners wouldn't do, which is hire people who needed a second chance in life, provide jobs to folks who couldn't get jobs anywhere else. To expand, to grow, to provide opportunities for young people of color to not only have a job, but to learn how to be a business owner and a leader in community. And so Coach Shea Sandifer, fitness guru here in the Twin Cities, is scheduled to talk to us in just a few moments about her stories behind the menu. But before we get to that, Coach Shea is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And Coach Shea, you actually knew Sammy. You trained with him. He was your friend. Talk to me about the man that he was.
You know, well, good morning, or I guess it's good afternoon. Good afternoon. Yeah, you know, Sammy was just full of joy. I first met him about 10 years ago. And then I had the pleasure of coaching him through a program through Insight News for a year. And that, you know, he was looking to get healthier and really change the trajectory of himself and his family around him. So it's very sad and unfortunate that this has happened at such a young age. But definitely he made his impact and left his mark here.
What will you remember most about him and your time with him?
I think that no matter when I saw him, he greeted me with a smile.
Mm.
So, you know, he always had a smile on his face, very welcoming. You always felt like you were entering his home, even though you were entering, you know, the restaurant. So, yeah, so I think that's what I'll miss is that smile of his.
And, you know, of all the things that he's done, restaurateur, community servant, community leader, church member, uncle, nephew, son, brother, what will be the most lasting part of his legacy? I know for me, when I went to the restaurant this week to drop off flowers, I tried to go early so I wouldn't disturb anything and they hadn't opened yet. But the people who worked there were like family. And you know, you go to a lot of jobs and people are fighting and acting, cutting up, and they hate each other and they don't really want to work. These people were there early and they brought their kids,
mm-hmm.
right? Because they knew mm-hmm. people were coming, because they were like family. And that is something I will always remember, how he treated, mm-hmm. the people who worked for and with him like family.
He did. He really did. And I agree. Every time, you know, before I could afford an office, Sim's Eatery on Broadway was my office. That's where I would tell people to meet. I could sit there with my laptop and work, and you know, you could have breakfast, you could have lunch, and just talk with the staff and talk about what they're doing and all the things. And so he really set the tone, I think, for unity, community, and calmness. It was a very calm. Yeah, and I think that's, especially when he came in, I think that's what the neighborhood and the community needed. For a black man to show this calmness, and that he wanted to, you know, heal you through food and also let you have conversation and time there with them, whether it was business or family. So,
yeah. And I remember the first time I went live post COVID, you know, this was, you know, without an engineer, without all the fancy equipment, you know, they had a little box for us to set up. And so this was my first time actually setting up, right? And so they put me right there in front of Sammy's shop. So I was so excited. But then I realized I needed some electricity. I was like, Lord, I ain't got no cord. I don't got nowhere to plug up. And so I was frantic. I was upset. I'm cussing out the people. The people cussing out me. Like, how did you not know you needed electricity? This is right. Your thing. We don't know what you need. And so he and his team was so gracious to me and my team that day. And, you know, they had extra cords and they let me plug up, and they kind of, you know, cracked their door open to in a way that would allow me to you know, just kind of take my plug and put it, you know, up in their shop. And they put some rugs over it so people wouldn't trip. And they couldn't even close their door because I had my plugs and stuff all running up and through their restaurant. But again, like you said, everybody was frantic. Everybody was cutting up. Everybody was cussing. But he was calm and loving and solved mm-hmm. the situation. And we almost forgot that we was about to go to blows because he came in. And that is something sometimes that only a man, especially a black man in North Minneapolis, can
right.
bring. And you know, there's some big shoes to fill with his passing mm-hmm. and his home going, and it's going to take all of us to come together to make sure that all the work and progress that he made on that block, on that corner, keeps going forward. Okay, so I know we're going to talk about stories behind
Absolutely.
The menu. We're going to make a quick commercial break, but when we come back, we're going to talk to Coach, and she's got a special chef guest that we're going to chat with. And I told her, I'm so tired of her bringing her chefs on the show because they talk about all the good food that they're going to make at the stores behind the menu. And then when they done, I'm still hungry. So next time they come, they're going to have to bring me a plate of food. More with Coach Shay and her special guest when we come back. It is 12:18. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. I tell you what's going on. It's stories behind the menu. Coach Shay is here on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And if you have not been to one of her stories behind the menu events, you are missing out on a treat. And you don't have to miss the next one. It is coming up May 16th. Tickets are available. Coach Shay and Chef Rowan Brown are here with us. Now, Coach Shay, these Story Behind Hello. The Menu events are amazing. Talk to me about exactly what Stories Behind the Menu is all about.
Yes, thank you for having us back on. Yeah, so Thursday on the menu is a dinner book club as we storytell through a five-course meal with BIPOC chefs, how the only true cuisine in the United States is indigenous. Everything else was brought in through enslavement. So we are breaking down barriers and having courageous conversations over food.
And now, every time you do this, you have an amazing chef. You always bless me and honor me by bringing them on the show. And today is no different. Chef Rowan is here. Hey, Chef Rowan, welcome to the Shaletta Show.
Hi, thank you. Thanks for having us.
Now, Chef Rowan, for those folks who are learning about you for the first time, tell us about your specialty, how long you've been cooking. What's your story?
Oh, so I am originally Jamaican. I moved here in Minneapolis 20 years ago. I started at U of M. I was a director for food service at U of M. Did that for around 7 years. Got recruited by Walmart. Was a store manager at Walmart for a little bit. Went over to the Earl Brown Convention Center as the director of food service there. That's when we decided, okay, yep. We wanted to go into a business of our own. Vaughn, actually, we met and we were together. So Vaughn started Sweet Basil Asian Cuisine in Brooklyn Park, and that was like 10 years prior. We bought that back. We went into Sweet Basil Asian Cuisine. We realized real fast we needed a bigger space, so we sold that back. Do the Idaho Bar and Grill in Big Lake, Vance Cafe, Idota, Liquor, Club 300 in Anoka. All those we sold. Then we end up right here at Sweet Basil, Spice and Rice in Brooklyn Park. And Ruby's Live Fire in Brooklyn Center also. And hopefully we're doing our next location in Coon Rapids, which is going to be time and place.
Oh, my gosh. Coach Shay, you always find the most amazing chefs. How did you hook up with Chef Rowan?
So actually, our project manager, Candace Ellis, connected me to Chef Rowan. And I love the concept of Jamaican and Laos food combined. And so I did some research, and then also Chef Rowan and I spoke. And I was not aware that there was a huge Asian community in Jamaica. And so talking about what our mission is for Stories Behind the Menu, and then the history of Asian people being indentured servants and then, like, you know, feeling basically enslaved too, and was like, we don't like this. So they started their own small businesses and became basically Jamaican over there and combining those cultures. And so I said, and there is a Stories Behind the Menu that we need to have. I think their story is amazing, not only how they got together, but how they set up these restaurants to be successful. And if they don't keep running them, then they can pass them on to the next chef that they have this concept. So that's what Stories Behind the Menu is chefs like that that are creating history and creating space to tell their own story.
Okay, now how can people get tickets? Because I'm already getting text messages and a few DMs from folks who say, okay, first of all, you got to tell us what the menu is, but I love this concept and I want to get tickets. So tickets are still available, still on sale, because I know a lot of times it sells out fast, which is why I wanted to get you on here earlier, because the last time you were on here, it was just the week before the event and people were mad at me because you sold out. They heard you on the radio and they could get tickets. So I was like, okay, we got to do it a little bit ahead of time so you still have some tickets left so people can attend.
Yes, we do have tickets. You can go to storiesbehindthemenu.co to purchase your ticket. It's great. We have great sponsorships. We got Blue Cross Blue Shield, Surly Beer, the wine company. So now we have wine and beer pairing, alcoholic Shaletta and non-alcoholic pairings to go with our food. So we're excited for that journey. And this what you know, what's going to happen at this one? You're getting a little spice and rice. So you get, you know, the best of both cuisines.
That's right.
I love it. Okay. Now, Chef Rowan, you got to tell me about this menu because you got something that I want to try. It sounds delicious. It's a tropical smoked salmon salad.
Oh, yeah. That tropical smoked salmon salad, that's what we actually started the meal off with. So pretty much just some mixed greens with grilled asparagus, some grilled fresh pineapples also. We have some pine nuts in that, and we are using a white balsamic vinaigrette to smooth it off. We're leaving that course, and we are going into, we have our, for our main course, we do have a grill lemongrass chicken, and we have some grilled chicken also, rasta pasta for a vegetarian option. Forgot we have an appetizer also, that's going to be our Jamaican. That's one of the things that Vaughn and I came up with together, that it's really the only fusion in this course. So it's the Jamaican, I don't know if you ever have Jamaican beef patties.
Yes.
We're doing those patties with lemongrass chicken inside.
Ooh.
And we're doing a vegetarian option with callaloo. Callaloo is more like collard greens. So we're topping that meal off with a Jamaican rum cake.
Okay, see, this is what I want to know. Is there any way for me to get to the rum cake first? So what I want to do, Chef, is I want to eat the salad last. See, you're messing my thing up. So I want to eat that. It's not just rum cake. It's Caribbean rum cake. What makes a Caribbean rum cake different, Chef Rowan, from the regular rum cake that we're accustomed to?
It's the Caribbean rum. Trust me.
It's the rum. It's all about the rum. Yeah, it's good too.
We actually bake when we mixing up that butter. We bake the cake with a portion of rum. Once we pull it out, we base it with some rum, and we mix rum and caramel, and that's a topping on there. So. She likes to say she will get a little bit tipsy from that, from eating that cake.
Yeah, I'm going to just say that I don't know what anybody else is coming for, but I'm coming for the Caribbean rum cake. So that's my salad. That's my appetizer. That's going to be my entree, too. Okay, we are talking about stories behind the menu. Tickets are available now. It happens on Thursday, May 16th. Coach Shay is here with us. Chef Rowan is here with us. I hate Chef Vaughn couldn't be here with us today because it is really so important that we have these conversations. And Coach Shay, I have to tip my hat to you because a lot of times we have these conversations in isolation. We have questions that we don't want to ask. We have information that we want to know, but we're too afraid to bring up the topic. Right. And you have brought everyone together for these Stories Behind the Menu events to force us into a safe space where we are eating and drinking and having a good time. And then you punch us in the stomach and say, hey, talk about this stuff. And you know, not a lot of people could do that, but not only are you bringing the community together, you're bringing these companies together, you're bringing, you know, the chefs together. It's just amazing to watch you cultivate a series like this.
Yes, we don't hit them in the stomach. We lead with empathy and love and a celebratory heart. That's our mission. But, you know, you got to ruffle feathers to get to the nitty gritty and the issue. And we have to address these issues. But, you know, our way is just that we're not doing it harsh. We're not blaming. Let's just discuss. Let's get to know each other. And it's okay to be different. And it's okay to have a difference of opinion and still have respect. And I just feel right now, the way our country is, we have to have respect and learn how to, you know, be able to have these courageous conversations and not be so angry afterwards.
Yeah. Okay. So Stories Behind the Menu, Thursday, May 16th. Tickets are still available. Chef Rowan and Chef Vaughn have curated an amazing menu. Coach Shay has an amazing venue. And Coach Shay, you got to tell us one more time before you leave where we can get the tickets.
Yes, go to storiesbehindthemenu.co. Event is May 16th at Mosaic from 6:30 to 9. We're down the last two tickets. You'll love it. You're going to come. You're going to mingle. You're going to eat food. You're going to sit by someone you haven't sat by before. And you're going to learn how to break down some biases and, you know, just be able to breathe and have great conversations with people that maybe don't look like you.
I tell you, this woman is brilliant to come up with this event, this idea, this topic, and not just to do it one time, but a series to keep it going. It is just amazing. Coach Shay, Chef Rowan, thank you so much for being on the Shaletta Show.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I found myself gathering this week in North Minneapolis with so many people who were impacted and touched by the late, great Sammy McDowell, owner of Sammy's Eatery. He was more than just a restaurateur. He was a community servant, a community supporter, a community organizer, and a lover of the people of the great cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul. And his visitation, because I've gotten a lot of calls from people saying, where are the services? Did I miss it? I want to make sure I mark it down. Sammy McDowell will have a visitation service on Wednesday, May 8th from noon to 8 p.m. And then on Thursday, May 9th, there is an additional visitation from 9 a.m. until 11 a.m. And then the homegoing or funeral services will be at 11 a.m. on Thursday, May the 9th. Sammy died last Sunday. He was in church, had a medical emergency. Paramedics were called, and he died a short time later. After he was taken from worship services at Shiloh Temple International Ministries. And to for those of you who don't know Sammy McDowell, to tell you what a great person he was, there are already calls for them to rename the street at Emerson and Broadway where his restaurant is after him in his honor. I was there at the Capitol when Governor Walz called out his name and highlighted him. He was a Comcast Rise recipient. So his business was supported by Comcast with a grant to do some things that a lot of other business owners wouldn't do, which is hire people who needed a second chance in life, provide jobs to folks who couldn't get jobs anywhere else. To expand, to grow, to provide opportunities for young people of color to not only have a job, but to learn how to be a business owner and a leader in community. And so Coach Shea Sander, for fitness guru here in the Twin Cities, is scheduled to talk to us in just a few moments about her stories behind the menu. But before we get to that, Coach Shea is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And Coach Shea, you actually knew Sammy. You trained with him. He was your friend. Talk to me about the man that he was.
You know, good morning, or I guess it's good afternoon. Good afternoon. Yeah, you know, Sammy was just full of joy. I first met him about 10 years ago. And then I had the pleasure of coaching him through a program through Insight News for a year. And that, you know, he was looking to get healthier and really change the trajectory of himself and his family around him. So it's very sad and unfortunate that this has happened at such a young age. But definitely he made his impact and left his mark here.
What will you remember most about him and your time with him?
I think that no matter when I saw him, he greeted me with a smile. Mm. So, you know, he always had a smile on his face, very welcoming. You always felt like you were entering his home, even though you were entering, you know, the restaurant. So, yeah. So I think that's what I'll miss is that smile of his.
And, you know, of all the things that he's done, restaurateur, community servant, community leader, church member, uncle, nephew, son, brother, what will be the most lasting part of his legacy? I know for me, when I went to the restaurant this week to drop off flowers, I tried to go early so I wouldn't disturb anything, and they hadn't opened yet. But the people who worked there were like family. And you know, you go to a lot of jobs and people are fighting and acting, cutting up, and they hate each other and they don't really want to work. These people were there early and they brought their kids, mm-hmm. right? Because they knew mm-hmm. people were coming, because they were like family. And that is something I will always remember, how he treated, mm-hmm. the people who worked for and with him like family.
He did. He really did. And I agree. Every time, you know, before I could afford an office, Sim's Eatery on Broadway was my office. That's where I would tell people to meet. I could sit there with my laptop and work, and you know, you could have breakfast, you could have lunch, and just talk with the staff and talk about what they're doing and all the things. And so he really set the tone, I think, for unity, community, and calmness. It was a very calm Yeah, and I think that's, especially when he came in, I think that's what the neighborhood and the community needed. For a black man to show this calmness, and that he wanted to, you know, heal you through food and also let you have conversation and time there with them, whether it was business or family. So,
yeah. And I remember the first time I went live post COVID, you know, this was, you know, without an engineer, without all the fancy equipment, you know, they had a little box for us to set up. And so this was my first time actually setting up. Right. And so they put me right there in front of Sammy's shop. So I was so excited. But then I realized I needed some electricity. I was like, Lord, I ain't got no cord. I don't got nowhere to plug up. And so I was frantic. I was upset. I'm cussing out the people. The people cussing out me, like, how did you not know you needed electricity? This is your thing. We don't know what you need. And so he and his team were so gracious to me and my team that day. And, you know, they had extra cords and they let me plug up, and they kind of, you know, cracked their door open to in a way that would allow me to you know, just kind of take my plug and put it, you know, up in their shop. And they put some rugs over it so people wouldn't trip. And they couldn't even close their door because I had my plugs and stuff all running up and through their restaurant. But again, like you said, everybody was frantic. Everybody was cutting up. Everybody was cussing. But he was calm and loving and solved the situation. And we almost forgot that we was about to go to blows because he came in. And that is something sometimes that only a man, especially a black man, especially a black man in North Minneapolis, can bring. And you know, there's some big shoes to fill with his passing and his home going, and it's going to take all of us to come together to make sure that all the work and progress that he made on that block, on that corner, keeps going forward. Okay, so I know we're going to talk about stories behind the menu. We're going to make a quick commercial break, but when we come back, we're going to talk to Coach, and she's got a special chef guest that we're going to chat with. And I told her, I'm so tired of her bringing her chefs on the show because they talk about all the good food that they're going to make at the stores behind the menu. And then when they done, I'm still hungry. So next time they come, they're going to have to bring me a plate of food. More with Coach Shay and her special guest when we come back. It is 12:18. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. I tell you what's going on. It's stories behind the menu. Coach Shay is here on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And if you have not been to one of her stories behind the menu events, you are missing out on a treat. And you don't have to miss the next one. It is coming up May 16th. Tickets are available. Coach Shay and Chef Rowan Brown are here with us. Now, Coach Shay, these Story Behind the Menu events are amazing. Talk to me about exactly what Stories Behind the Menu is all about.
Yes, thank you for having us back on. Yeah, so Stories Behind the Menu is a dinner book club as we storytell through a five-course meal with BIPOC chefs, how the only true cuisine in the United States is indigenous. Everything else was brought into enslavement. So we are breaking down barriers and having courageous conversations over food.
And now every time you do this, you have an amazing chef. You always bless me and honor me by bringing them on the show. And today is no different. Chef Rowan is here. Hey, Chef Rowan, welcome to the Shaletta Show.
Hi, thank you. Thanks for having us.
Now, Chef Rowan, for those folks who are learning about you for the first time, tell us about your specialty, how long you've been cooking. What's your story?
Oh, so I am originally Jamaican. I moved here in Minneapolis 20 years ago. I started at U of M. I was a director for food service at U of M. Did that for around 7 years. Got recruited by Walmart. Was a store manager at Walmart for a little bit. Went over to the Earl Brown Convention Center as the director of food service there. That's when we decided, okay, yep, we wanted to go into a business of our own. Vaughn, actually, we met and we were together. So Vaughn started Sweet Basil Asian Cuisine in Brooklyn Park, and that was like 10 years prior. We bought that back. We went into Sweet Basil Asian Cuisine. We realized real fast we needed a bigger space, so we sold that back. Do the Idaho Bar and Grill in Big Lake, Vance Cafe, Idota, Liquor, Club 300 in Anoka. We all those we sold. Then we end up right here at Sweet Basil, not Sweet Basil, but Spice and Rice in Brooklyn Park. And Ruby's Live Fire in Brooklyn Center also. And hopefully we're in the next location in Coon Rapids, which is going to be time and place.
Oh, my gosh. Coach Shea, you always find the most amazing chefs. How did you hook up with Chef Rowan?
So actually, our project manager, Candace Ellis, connected me to Chef Rowan. And I love the concept of Jamaican and Laos food combined. And so I did some research, and then also Chef Rowan and I spoke, and I was not aware that there was a huge Asian community in Jamaica. And so talking about what our mission is for Stories Behind the Menu, and then the history of Asian people being indentured servants and then, like, you know, feeling basically enslaved too, and was like, we don't like this. So they started their own small businesses and became basically Jamaican over there and combining those cultures. And so I said, and there is a Stories Behind the Menu that we need to have. I think their story is amazing, not only how they got together, but how they set up these restaurants to be successful. And if they don't keep running them, then they can pass them on to the next chef that they have this concept. So that's what Stories Behind the Menu is chefs like that that are creating history and creating space to tell their own story.
Okay, now how can people get tickets? Because I'm already getting text messages and a few DMs from folks who say, okay, first of all, you got to tell us what the menu is, but I love this concept and I want to get tickets. So tickets are still available, still on sale, because I know a lot of times it sells out fast, which is why I wanted to get you on here earlier, because the last time you were on here, it was just the week before the event and people were mad at me because you sold out. They heard you on the radio and they could get tickets. So I was like, okay, we got to do it a little bit ahead of time so you still have some tickets left so people can attend.
Yes, we do have tickets. You can go to storiesbehindthemenu.co to purchase your ticket. It's great. We have great sponsorships. We got Blue Cross Blue Shield, Surly Beer, the wine company. So now we have wine and beer pairings, alcoholic Shaletta and non-alcoholic pairings to go with our food. So we are excited for that journey. And this is what, you know, what's going to happen at this one. You're getting a little spice and rice, so you get a you know, the best of both cuisines.
That's right.
I love it. Okay, now Chef Rowan, you got to tell me about this menu, because you got something that I want to try. It sounds delicious. It's a tropical smoked salmon salad.
Oh yeah, that tropical smoked salmon salad, that's what we actually started the meal off with. So it's pretty much just some mixed greens with grilled asparagus, some grilled fresh pineapples also. We have some pine nuts in that, and we are using white balsamic vinaigrette to smooth it off. We're leaving that course, and we are going into we have our main course, we do have
grill lemongrass chicken, and we have some grilled chicken also, Rasta pasta for a vegetarian option. Forgot we have an appetizer also. That's going to be our Jamaican. That's one of the things that Vaughn and I came up with together, that it's really the only fusion in this course. So it's the Jamaican, I don't know if you've ever had Jamaican beef patties.
Yes.
We're doing those patties with lemongrass chicken inside.
Ooh.
And we're doing a vegetarian option with kalaloo. Kalaloo is more like collard greens. With a Jamaican rum cake.
Okay, see, this is what I want to know. Is there any way for me to get to the rum cake first? So what I want to do, Chef, is I want to eat the salad last. See, you're messing my thing up. So I want to eat that. It's not just rum cake. It's Caribbean rum cake. What makes a Caribbean rum cake different, Chef Rowan, from the regular rum cake that we're accustomed to?
It's the Caribbean rum. Trust me.
It's the rum. It's all about the rum. Yeah, it's good too.
When we mixing up that butter, we bake the cake with a portion of rum. Once we pull it out, we base it with some rum, and we mix rum and caramel, and that's the topping on there. So she likes to say she will get a little bit tipsy from that, from eating that cake.
Yeah, I'm going to just say that I don't know what anybody else is coming for, but I'm coming for the Caribbean rum cake. So that's my salad. That's my appetizer. That's going to be my entree too. Okay, we are talking about stories behind the menu. Tickets are available now. It happens on Thursday, May 16th. Coach Shay is here with us. Chef Rowan is here with us. I hate Chef Vaughn couldn't be here with us today, because it is really so important that we have these conversations. And Coach Shay, I have to tip my hat to you, because a lot of times we have these conversations in isolation. We have questions that we don't want to ask. We have information that we want to know, but we're too afraid to bring up the topic. Right. And you have brought everyone together for these Stories Behind the Menu events to force us into a safe space where we are eating and drinking and having a good time. And then you punch us in the stomach and say, hey, talk about this stuff. and you know, not a lot of people could do that. But not only are you bringing the community together, you're bringing these companies together. You're bringing, you know, the chefs together. It's just amazing to watch you cultivate a series like this.
Yes, we don't hit them in the stomach. We lead with empathy and love and a celebratory heart. That's our mission. But, you know, you got to ruffle feathers to get to the nitty gritty and the issue. And we have to address these issues. But, you know, our way is just that we're not doing it harsh. We're not blaming. Let's just discuss. Let's get to know each other. And it's okay to be different. And it's okay to have a difference of opinion and still have respect. And I just feel right now, the way our country is, we have to have respect and learn how to, you know, be able to have these courageous conversations and not be so angry afterwards.
Yeah. Okay. So, Stories Behind the Menu, Thursday, May 16th. Tickets are still available. Chef Rowan and Chef Vaughn have curated an amazing menu. Coach Shay has an amazing venue. And Coach Shay, you got to tell us one more time before you leave where we can get the tickets.
Yes, go to storiesbehindthemenu.co. Event is May 16th at Mosaic from 6:30 to 9. We're down the last few tickets. You'll love it. You're going to come. You're going to mingle. You're going to eat food. You're going to sit by someone you haven't sat by before. And you're going to learn how to break down some biases and, you know, just be able to breathe and have great conversations with people that maybe don't look like you.
I tell you, this woman is brilliant to come up with this event, this idea, this topic, and not just to do it one time, but a series to keep it going. It is just amazing. Coach Shay, Chef Rowan, thank you so much for being on the Shaletta Show.
Thank you.